Joining me right now is Dewey Bulldoggers Athletic Director Chris Rivard. And, Coach, just some announcement here very quickly that you are stepping down as Athletic Director at Dewey Public Schools. And, Coach, just tell us the reason for that.
Well, I have accepted a job with RVS Bank. I'm going to work for them as a commercial banker, and I'm excited about this opportunity. It's obviously new. It's a different career path for me, but whenever I was presented with this opportunity, it was one that I couldn't turn down. Obviously RVS Bank is a great bank for Dewey and Bartlesville and our local communities, and you know I'm excited to go to work for them. And not just in the office and all that stuff, but building the community relations that RVS Bank has with the people, but the relationships that I have with the people. So I'm excited for that. It's new, and we're excited to go that route.
You know, you've been with, of course, graduated as a Dewey Bulldogger. You coached for the Dewey Bulldoggers football team for a number of years, and I know that. And yeah, for athletic director for the last couple of years, and I know you've got fond memories of being with the Dewey Public School System.
Oh yes, this is my 18th year to work at Dewey Schools. I started off as an assistant coach for 4 years and took over as a head coach for 11 years, and then you know obviously become the athletic director. And I've had a great time. It's been a blast. I've met some great people, worked for some great people. And more importantly, got to coach some great kids, and you know, be an influence in their lives, and you know that's something that I'll never forget.
And I know that there have been a lot of memories of you being head coach for the Bulldoggers. Is there one memory that you can think of that you will always never forget?
Oh, I don't know if I can specifically just say one because there are so many. You know, from the first day I took the head coaching job at Dewey and that first season that we had to obviously the 09 season when we went to the semifinals, and then a couple years after that when we got back in the playoffs and went on a little playoff run there for several years in a row, and all the great coaches that I got to work with. I mean, it was I was so blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, Dewey's a great place. Like I said, I was born and raised there, went to school there, and got to work there for 8 years, and now I'm still going to be there. I'm still going to be in the Dewey community every day. My kids still go to school there, so I'm going to be at all the athletic functions and all that stuff, but just serving in a different capacity. One thing that has been important to me is my community, and this gives me an opportunity to get out in our community and do some other service work and continue to improve our community.
Absolutely. And, of course, the last couple of years you have held the position as athletic director, and I know that you've had to make a lot of avenues to make that job. But I tell you, what's the one thing that you liked about being athletic director at Dewey?
I think just being athletic director, you're not with the kids every day. But one thing you did get to do is you got to be able to be with the parents more and visit with them and build relationships build relationships that other than just the kids, and in all sports, you know, being with just football, I only really got to see the football kids, and now I got to see all the kids, and I really enjoyed that whole capacity of it.
And of course, Coach, I know that for me personally, and working with you throughout these years, I know you and I've had a wonderful relationship working together, getting down there to calling the ball games and stuff like that. That's one thing I'm going to miss you about, but I know I'll be seeing you a lot in ball games.
Absolutely. I'm going to miss Hoop. And I'll still see you at all the ball games and all that stuff. I won't get a harass you in the press box like I have for years. And but you know, I'm still going to be there. And, you know, I appreciate KWO and K-Rig for everything that they've done for Dewey Schools and continue to do for them. That means so much to everybody. I have so many people tell me how great it is to be able to listen to the Bulldoggers on the radio. And that's good for the people who cannot make it to our games. And we at Dewey Schools appreciate that. I personally appreciate it a lot. I appreciate everything that you've done and all the kind words that you said for myself and our school and athletics and everything. So I appreciate that a lot.
Well, Coach, as always, say, hey, thanks a lot, and good luck to your new endeavor and new opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Adam.